राम राम हरे हरे। सो नियर डियर डिवोटीज, ऑन द ज़ूम वी आर हैविंग ए डिस्कोर्स ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम एट्थ कैंटो। द एट्थ कैंटो थर्ड चैप्टर द प्रेयर्स बाय गजेंद्र। सो इन दिस एट्थ कैंटो द फर्स्ट सेक्शन दीज फोर चैप्टर्स The theme is that when we are in difficulty, when we are in distress, when we are suffering, the only remedy is to pray to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. To pray and offer our obeisances. So, to exemplify this, the episode of Gajendra Moksha is there. So by now we are knowing that this Gajendra is not ordinary elephant. He was the king of Pandya Desh of southern India. He renounced everything and was doing austerities and devotion and worship in Malaya Hill, and great sage Agastya happened to appear there with his disciple, and the king was in meditation, so he could not receive them. So the rishi has given him curse that you are just like an elephant, mad and completely ignorant, should take a birth of elephant. And king accepted this curse and he appeared as a king of the elephants in a Trikut, in the area of Trikuta mountain. There was a beautiful lake there. The elephant was enjoying with other elephants, female elephants, children's. They were having a water sports. There happened to be a crocodile in that lake, and this Gajendra's leg was caught by a crocodile. Now his position was such that nobody can help him. All the elephants tried, she elephant tried, and everybody was tired. Nobody can help him. And at that moment he remembered his prayers which he used to offer to the Supreme Lord in the body of King Indradyumna. So this memory came back to him. So first principle is that devotion performed in any life is not lost. So he regained his memory. He remembered all the prayers which he used to offer to the Supreme Lord. And then he offered his obeisance mentally, because he cannot offer the obeisance. So Buddhaya, with his intelligence, he offered the obeisances, and then he started praying to the Supreme Lord. So verse number four is today for discussion. And this prayer will go on through till verse 28. It's a wonderful prayer by Gajendra to the Supreme Lord. So today's verse, Gajendra is praying to the Lord. His prayer says, Yaha swatmanidam nijamaya arpitam kvachit vibhatam kvachit tatrohitam अवेद्रिक साक्षः उभयं तदीक्षते सात्मा मूलो अवतुमां प्रातः परः। You all can recite this verse. यह this word yah first, which means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, the one, who is the creator, who is Supreme Lord, that means yah. Swa Atmani, swa means oneself, Atmani means within him, personally, within him, Srila Prabhupada writes, in him. So Supreme Personality of Godhead, within him. So yah swa Atmani, idam, idam refers to this material world. Idam means the world in which we are living, or the elephant Gajendra was living. Yaswatmani idam nij maya arpitam. Nij means personal. Maya is energy. Nij maya, by his own potency. Arpitam, generally arpitam means offering. Invested means he empowered the maya. So what that maya, when he empower, what that maya will do? The maya will do two things. Kvachit vibhatim, sometime it show the word manifested. This whole cosmic manifestation appears to be manifested sometime, and then kvachit tat tirohitam, kvachit, and sometimes tat, that manifestation, tirohitam, tirohitam means it's a unmanifest. So sometime it manifests and sometime in any unmanifest. So Srila Prabhupada writes, kvachit, sometime at the time and the beginning of the kalpa. So what is kalpa? Kalpa is a day of Brahma. So this is speaking of something. When there's a day of Brahma, there's a creation, and when there's a night of the Brahma, there is annihilation. That is called Naimittik. This is called Naimittik Pralaya. Naimittik Pralaya means Pralaya which comes after every day of the Brahma. And then night, everything is unmanifest. Where this go when it is unmanifest? It goes within the Lord. It is coming from the Lord, it is going within the... So he is referring to which Supreme Personality, which form of the Supreme Personality of God. He is referring to the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu. Because the whole manifestation is coming from the navel of the abdomen of the Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, and when there is an inhalation, everything enters into it. So in a Damodarastic book, I'll say, Tva udara vishvasya dhamane, Tva udara, udara, udara means belly. Udara vishvasya dhamane, vishvasya means of the whole universe, dhamane means place of residence. So, it's referring to the Vishnu who create, who maintain, who appears as incarnation, who is a protector. So, this is references to Garbhadakshayi Vishnu, it appears. Kvachit vibhatam, kvachit tat tirohitam, sometime, through your personal potency, you manifest this universe, and sometimes it unmanifests. So when it manifests, during the day of Brahma. When it unmanifests, during the night of Brahma. This is a regular thing. But when the 100 years of Brahma are over, then everything will be annihilated. That's called Mahapralaya. So now the next, so when it is manifesting, does Supreme Lord see that? When it unmanifests, is it visible? So the third line says, avidhdrik. Avidhdrik. Drik means vision. Drik means drishti. His vision. Avidh means is not interrupted. Avidhdrik means it is seen all through. Srila Prabhupada writes, avidhdrik means he sees everything in all these circumstances. It means his vision is in the past, present and future. Before creation, during creation, after annihilation, everything is under his vision. And that's what in Bhagavad Gita we just remember this verse. Maya adhikshanena prakriti suyate sacharacharam etunanena konteya jagat viparivaratete. Maya adhikshena, under my superintendence, under my ikshata means I, under my vision, under my direction, under my order, this material energy is creating and then annihilating, everything is going on, it is under my vision. So adra, avidhadrik, the vision which is not obstructed, means I can see through. So what is your position then? Sakshi, sakshi means witness. So generally the witness is super soul. The super soul is the next manifestation of the Purusha incarnation. After Garbhodakshaya, then the Kshirodakshaya, which is the super soul, which is actually the witness. This is another verse of Bhagavad Gita. Immediately we should memorize. Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharata, Bhokta, Maheshwara, Upadrishta. Upadrishta, you are witness. Anumanta, you give the permission. Bharata, you maintain everything. Bhokta, you are enjoyer. So he is Supreme Lord who is within everybody's heart, he is witness. So avidhadraka sakshi ubhayam, ubhayam means both. Both means the creation during the manifest stage and creation after annihilation means during dissolution. So both during manifest and unmanifest, everything is within your vision. It is all known to you and you are simply not involved in creation or annihilation, but you are simply a witness, upadrishta, sakshi. Tada ikshate, tada means that whole, or the whole manifestation, ikshate. Ikshate, tad, ikshate means it is under your vision. See everything without loss of sight, ikshate. Iksha, generally iksha means I. So everything, past, present, future, manifest, unmanifest, is within your vision. There are some saints, they are also called Trikala Drishi. They can see the past, present and future. But only they can see when they meditate. When you want, they want to see, they can see. But here, Supreme Lord, without even thinking, he, everything is within his, within the jurisdiction of his vision. It is everything very clear in front of his eyes. And then the last two line says, Sa Atma Mulo, you are the source of yourself. Mula means actually like root. So Mula means the origin. So it's not that you are the, through Maya, you are the origin of this material world, but for you there is no origin. You are Swa. Sa Atma Mulo, you are yourself, yeah, Supreme Lord, Atma Mula, self-sufficient, having no other cause. So you have no other cause, you have no other root. You are the root of this. When this word root comes, then immediately you think of 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Urva Mula Adashakam Ashvatam Pravavyam Channansi Yasya Pranani Yastam Vedsa Vedavita. So the root of this material world is up, the branches are down. So the root is Brahma, from where this material world is created by Brahma. But Brahma is coming from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is coming from, say, Sankrishna. Sankrishna is coming from Balaram. Balaram is coming from Krishna. So in this way the root is up. But you have no root. Everybody has a root, but you have no root. You are self-manifest. And now the part of the prayer says, Avatu Mam. This is the most important word at present moment. Avatu means please protect. Please protect me. Avatu. Please give protection. So Gajendra is requesting, please give me protection. Avatu Mam. And after Avatu Mam, the last word is You can go to somebody else. There are so many other demigods. You can go and ask protection from them. Maybe so many other people. No, no. You are paratpara. You are transcendental to transcendentalist. All those who are higher than me, like Gajendra is saying, say, there are higher celestial beings, but you are higher, highest of the higher. So Paratapara, Srila Prabhupada writes, Paratapara, which means is transcendental to transcendental, or above all transcendence. So he is referring here to the Supreme Lord, please give me protection. And he is referring to the creator of this material world, not secondary creator Brahma, but to the primary creator of this world. And when there is a dissolution at the night of Brahma, all the cosmic manifestation of all the jivas, their karma, and Mahat Tattva, which is the source of all this creation, they all enter back into the belly of the Vishnu. So now the translation. Supreme Personality of the Godhead, by expanding His own energy. By expanding His own energy. So the energies of the Supreme Lord, there are variety of energy, but they are categorized in Vishnu Puran, three energies. The external energy, the internal energy, and marginal energy. So creation, everything is done of this material world through external energy. The internal energy take care of the spiritual world, which is three-fourth. And the marginal energies are the living entities, which are again in two portions. The conditioned souls, which are in this material creation, and liberated souls, they are in the spiritual world. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, by expanding His own energy, keeps this cosmic manifestation visible and again, sometime render it invisible. So, creation and annihilation. In between, also maintenance. He is both the supreme cause and the supreme result. It's called cause and result. Cause means because of Him there is a creation, and result means He is creation. So He is creation. In what sense He is creation? He is creation in the sense of His energy. So, like this whole world is also the form of the Lord, like universal form of the Lord. It's called the universal form of the Lord. Virat Roop, this whole material world, the Patal Lok is His soul, and the Brahma Lok or Satya Lok is His top of the head, and the rest, parameters, we live on the Bhu Lok, which is the His waist. So, this is like the whole cosmic manifestation is also His form. So, He is both the material form through His energy, and He is also a spiritual personality. So it says, sometimes you are visible and again sometimes rendered invisible. You do all these two. He is both the supreme cause and supreme result. Supreme cause is the cause of all causes. And supreme result means what is seen is also Him. And this is actually what everything is. See, anything which is separate from God is Maya. Anything which you think is separate from God is Maya. What do you think? Coronavirus is separate from God? It's also this small and microns in a millimicrons in size is a one of these 8,400,000 species of life is within the creation, and the Creator is so powerful that with this smallest entity is making the whole world run into panic. He is controller. Krishna is controller. It says, you are controller. You are control. You are cause. And you are also the result. You are cause as well as you are the result. You are cause as well as you are the result, the observer, and you are witness, you are observer, Sakshi. And the witness, you observer and you witness. You observe means you see this under your direction. Well, sometimes people may ask, why there is a creation? Creation is mercy of the Supreme Lord. Because he gives the chance to the conditioned souls to rectify themselves and go back home, back to Godhead. So creation is the karuna or mercy, not karuna, karuna or mercy of the Krishna, Govinda. And annihilation? Annihilation is a regular annihilation, is like a day and night. This is called, like every day we are working in a night, we have to sleep. At that time we forget everything. So this is a normal cycle. But again there is a creation to give the second chance to the living entities to continue their progress on the path back to home, back to Godhead. So he is both the supreme cause and the result, and the supreme result, the observer. It means his observer word is drishti. His vision is on everything. Daya, and the witness in all circumstances. All circumstances here means manifestation and unmanifestation. Thus he is transcendental to everything. Make the Supreme Personality of Godhead give me protection, Avatuma. Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has multi potencies. Parasya Saktir Vivadhaya Sruyate. Sruyate. It is heard from the Shrutis that Supreme Lord has many multifarious, multi potencies. He has Ananta, he says Achintya Shakti and Ananta Shakti. Achintya means we cannot really conceive with our mental, you know, concoction that how powerful Supreme Lord is. Therefore, as soon as he likes, he uses one of his potency, and by that expansion, he creates this cosmic manifestation. So the first line is, Supreme Personality of Godhead has multi-potency, so he is Shaktiman. He is Shaktiman, and he has many Shaktis. And through Shaktis, he does all his work. So all the manifestation is done through the energy of the Supreme Lord, not personally. Srila Prabhupada used to say, it's not that Lord is so old and he has to carry the whole globe of the world on the back and his back is bent. No. Everything is carried out by the energy of the Supreme Lord. His potency is multipotent, and his potencies are also unlimited. And they are inconceivable. Therefore, as soon as he likes, this is another word, he likes. He likes means he has a free will. And because he has a free will, we are his part and parcel, we have also little independence or free will. So if we like, during this lockdown, like we should discuss Krishna Katha and introspect ourselves that how insignificant we are, how powerful is the material nature, how powerful is the material nature. It is Adi Devik caste at this time all over the planet. Adi Devik means it is divinely arranged by the higher beings. This is the rule of the material nature, that when there's something goes wrong, then it has to correct and put it in a right direction. So how power? So likes means independence. Now we have independence now in this situation. How can we utilize our time, either for something creative, something positive, something spiritual, something for our own benefit of our soul? Or we may be depressed, we may be completely frustrated, and we may be panic, and we may suffer more. And we think we will lose this. One thing I am feeling, we were thinking, if I don't go for job, then nothing, whole world will stop. Now, whole world is stopped, but the whole thing is going on. It's not that we are controlling this world. One small energy of the Supreme Lord can do all this. This is what in 11th chapter Krishna says. This all world is ekansena stito jagata, ekansena. By the fraction of my said, like a tip of my hair, just this whole world is simply this. So, likes means independence. So when he likes, means it's Ichha Shakti. It's called Sankalp Shakti or Ichha Shakti. So he is not to do anything, he is simply to do the Sankalp. He has to do Sankalp, Ichha Shakti, he likes, and it happens. He has not to undergo the, like we have to build a building, then we need cement, we need iron, we need workers, we don't need anything. He simply thinks and it happens. But to speak of Supreme Lord, even the great sages can do that. And they used to do that. This, it's possible. It's called Sankalp Shakti. So he, when he likes, uses one of his potency. So if he has a Sankalp, then his Sankalp Shakti will do that. Not he himself does anything. Supreme Lord doesn't do anything. He simply play on his flute in Golok Dham, and he play with his coward boys, and he enjoys. He is Anandakand. He is simply enjoying. He is all reservoir of pleasure. So if we approach him, then we will also be happy. So here, he uses some of his potency. One of his potency. He has unlimited potencies. One potency. And by that expansion, he creates this cosmic manifestation. So with that potency, he creates this manifestation. Simply, it's potency. So in this creation, there are his two potencies are working. One is marginal energy. There is living entities, jivatma. And the another one is external energy, which comprises of all the 24 elements and the three modes of material nature. In this way, the two energies, this is the seventh chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a superior energy and the inferior energy. Superior energy is living entity, inferior energy is the material nature. Apo, analo, vayu, kham, mano, buddhi, evacha, ashta, prakriti, bhinnada, Pinna, Prakriti, Ashtada, these eight things, the earth, water, fire, ether, air, these are the five grass elements, mind, intelligence, ego, these eight are called material energy, inferior energy. And Jiva Bhutam Mahabhav, Yayedam Dharyate Jagat, and the living entity, which is superior energy. So these are the two energies in this material world. But this marginal energy is conditioned soul. Is conditioned by the three modes of material nature. His consciousness is polluted by lording over the material nature through the false ego. But there are liberated souls. They are in a unity with Supreme Lord in the interest, and they are not conditioned by the material modes of nature. They are completely unconditional. Are liberated souls. They are in the spiritual world, which is 3/4, and sometimes they descend on this planet also by the will of the Supreme Lord to guide the conditioned soul how to get free from the conditioning of the three modes of material nature. So what is the way to get free from the three modes of material nature? This is the another subject of Bhagavad Gita, how to be free from three modes of material nature. Because if we really want to know Supreme Lord, we want to pray to the Supreme Lord for perfection, for protection, then we have to know Him. And for knowing Him, we have to go beyond three modes of material nature. Because He is beyond three modes of material nature. So we have to go beyond three modes of material nature, and the process is started by the liberated souls when they come on this planet, and they leave behind the path. And the path in Bhagavad Gita, the path is avibhicharena bhakti yogena sagunan samatitetana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. This is the unadulterated, pure devotional service which immediately brings one from beyond the three modes of material nature, and he is situated in a state called brahma bhuta. So the conditioned souls, they are called jiva bhuta. The liberated souls, they are called brahma bhuta. So there are Brahma Bhuta and there are Jiva Bhuta. So Jiva Bhuta can be Brahma Bhuta, by practice of pure devotional service. And how the Brahma Bhuta will then further progress, this is also Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta prasannātmāna sochati na kāṅkṣati sama sarveshu bhūtechu mad bhaktim labhate param. When he reaches to the stage of Brahma Bhuta by practice of devotional service, then he will not lament what is lost and he will not hanker for something material. He is equal to everybody. Then he is eligible for parabhakti. Parabhakti means transcendental devotional service, unadulterated devotional service beyond three modes of material nature. So that is called liberated soul. So here Srila Prabhupada writes, he creates the mask. Again, when the cosmic manifestation is annihilated, it rests in him. Because it's coming from him, it's maintained by him. When the annihilation, when pralaya comes, everything enters into his belly. Everything enters into his belly. Vishvasya dhamane tva utva udara artha vishvasya dhamane. Your belly is the resting place of all cosmic manifestation. He is infallibly, the supreme observer. He is infallibly, it means his observation is not fallible. Because fallible is the conditioned soul. Because he makes mistake, he has illusion, he has all these problems with him. But Supreme Lord is infallible. His name is Achyuta. You know, Bhagavad Gita, I start with word Achyuta. Senyor Vyor Madhya Rathya Sthapme Me Achyuta. This Arjun says, hey, infallible Lord Achyuta, please station my chariot between the two arms. And the Bhagavad Gita ends with the word Achyuta. Nashto Moho Smriti Labdva Tva Prasadad Achyuta. Hey, infallible Lord, by your mercy, now my illusion is completely vanquished and I have regained my memory that I am your servant and I will do whatever you like. Karshyata Vachanam, whatever you say, I will do. So the Achyuta means infallible. So, Supreme Lord has an infallible, he is an infallible observer. So he is a witness. He knows everything. What is going on, he knows. Where is he? He is situated within our heart. In Bhagavad Gita, in one of the purports, you know, it is written that like the, without touching to the flower, you can smell the fragrance of the flower. Similarly, Supreme Lord within the heart, he smells what is the desire of a living entity. And he reciprocate with that. Therefore it says, yatha mam prapadyante tans tateva bhajamyam. Otherwise, how will he know? Because he is within our heart, he knows. So he knows who we are praying to him for protection. So where he was not in front of Gajendra at that time. When the king of the elephant were doing this prayer, there was no Supreme Lord there. He simply remembered this prayer from his past life. And simply he was reciting this because he has done this japyam. He has done this repetition in a previous life. So Supreme Lord was within the heart of this elephant also. And he was reciprocating with him. He was listening the sincerity of the prayer. And as soon as the prayer was end, Supreme Lord appeared on the Garuda in front of the elephant. And he said, Narayan, you have... Simply Narayan appeared and he delivered immediately the crocodile as well as the elephant. So Supreme Lord, he is within our heart. If we are sincere in our desire, sincere in our prayer, sincere in our all endeavors, he knows everything. His infallible witness. He never ever forget a little devotional service we ever perform knowingly or unknowingly. He never ever forgets. This always remain in our account. His infallible observer. His observation never forget everything. He remember everything. And he's so merciful, our faults he forget. He never look in our faults. Otherwise, how can we approach him with so many faults, with this material body, which is just a filthy bag of mucus and bones and pus and everything, still he is allowing us to approach him and in the deity form offer him bhoga, dress him. So he's so merciful. He don't see the fault, but he never forget the good things or devotion which we do. So he is infallibly the supreme observer. Under all any circumstances, the Supreme Lord is changeless. Material world is undergoing change. This body is undergoing change. Six changes body undergoes. Body is born. It grows. It produces byproducts. It becomes old. Then it dwindles. So it undergoes changes. But Supreme Lord is changeless. Changeless means he is always same. He is nava yovanam cha. He is always same. He is changeless. In all circumstances, when creation is there, he is changeless. When he is maintaining, he is same. When there is annihilation, he is same. So he is not created. He is not annihilated. He remains same. The one word even for the soul as well as for the supreme soul can be called kutastha. You know the word kutastha? Kutastha is like in a goldsmith's shop, there is an anvil. So it's an iron piece, and he is making so many ornaments on that anvil. So the gold shape may change in hundreds of different ornaments, but the iron piece remains same. He is changeless. So similarly, Supreme Lord is changeless. The manifestation, demonic manifestation, devotional devotees manifestation, demigods manifestation, so many varieties of the manifestation. But Supreme Lord is changeless. He remains same. He is kutastha. So he is changeless in all circumstances. In all circumstances here means any circumstance means during annihilation and during the creation. He is simply a witness. He is simply a witness. This is Paramatma. This is Paramatma who actually don't interfere with anything. But Bhagavan, you know, this Gajendra's prayer has different levels. You know, Paramatma never interfere with our doings. He is simply witness. And he provides what is necessary for our living. But Bhagavan, he immediately come at the rescue of a devotee. So in the first shloka, he says something to the Bhagavan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So he says, the second verse he says, Om Namo Bhagavate Tasmai Te Etachid Atmatam Purusha Purusha Adihi Bijaya Pareshaya Abhidhimahi. So this is the Bhagavate. So he is first offering prayer to the Bhagavan. So this Bhagavan, where is this Bhagavan living? Oh, he is living Purusha Adi. Purusha, Pura, Pura, Pura. The one of the meaning of Purusha is this whole body is called Puri. Navadware Pure Dehi. This is Bhagavad Gita. And he is lying down in this. As a Paramatma, he is living in this. So he is called Purusha. But he is not ordinary Purusha. He is Adi Purusha. So he has his spiritual planet. But he, by his mercy, coming as our well-wisher, Paramatma. So Paramatma is witness. Paramatma is witness and is aloof from all creation and annihilation. So he is witness. He has nothing to do with the creation and annihilation. This is for the two other energies. They are involved in creation and annihilation. The material energy and the marginal energy. But the Supreme Lord, who is energetic, who is the master of energy, is witness, he is observer, and he simply, everything is going on under his under his vision, under his maya dikshena, under his iksha. Iksha means under my eyes, means under his superintendence. So here ends the purport of this verse. Anybody has any question or comment? Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Any question or comment? Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any question or comment, Prabhu? Hari Bol? Any question? I'm not hearing. Somebody can translate and tell me the question? What is the question? Hari Bol? Is it okay? Balaram ji? Hari Bol? Hare Krishna Prabhu, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, aapki awaaz aa rahi hai hamare paas.
Okay. Nahi
aap shayad hamari awaaz nahi sun pa rahe.
Okay, I don't know why, but generally when I do sometime to the Zoom, then I can see them all sitting there and they do ask question. But anyway, I don't know.
There are some people who want to ask you questions, they're asking, but you're not able to listen.
Okay. So anyway,
shall I tell you the question on the phone?
Yeah, you could tell me the question, then I can answer something.
Ask a question.
Is it okay? Is it all right?
Yes, Prabhu, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, just I have tried my level best to finish the within the purport of the whole class. Yeah, what is the question?
1 minute, 1 minute.
Bangalore. How many are in the group now in contact?
79 people, Prabhu.
70?
79.
Okay. All right, 79. But I don't know, Zoom is okay, but if I do on my Facebook page, they all can see that also, no?
Actually, many people have switched off their video.
Okay.
But they're all listening. They're all listening. Video is switched off.
That's okay, that's okay. All right, all right.
Yes.
My video is also closed. Off, turn off.
1 minute, I'll just repeat the question.
Yes, question.
Okay, Prabhu, the question is,
yes.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
You said that in your class, you said that Paramatma is the witness.
Yes.
And you said Paramatma only witnesses, but he does not interfere.
Yeah, yes.
But many times when we do something wrong, there is a voice which comes in our mind which says, do this, don't do this. Is this the voice of Paramatma? I always thought that this is the voice of Paramatma who is guiding.
Well,
so you can repeat on the class, Prabhu, aapko sunai de.
So I should turn off the phone and go back to the Zoom?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So the question is,
Hare Krishna.
So the question is, Paramatma is witness. He don't interfere with our day-to-day activities are within this material world. And then our devotee's question is, sometimes we feel from inside that one should do something wrong, something right. Yes. This is the one good verse for, one is verse just I told from Bhagavad Gita, Upadrishta Anumanta Bharta Bhokta Maheshwar. So Upadrishta means witness. Bharta, Anumanta means he give permission. So he give permission means when we ask for something, he gave permission, but that does not mean that he is responsible but for the result which we get. Bharta means he maintain, and Bhokta means he is Bhoktaram Yage Tapasam Saro Lok Maheshwaram. When Krishna is saying this in the fifth chapter, then he is speaking as a Paramatma. Bhoktaram Yagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Soherda Sarva Bhutanam. This is Paramatma. Gyatma Mam Shantim Rishchati. So like this is a this is acting as a Paramatma. So Paramatma is like you know, witness, observer and permitter. But definitely he is guiding in our day-to-day life what is right to do and what is wrong not to do. And we will not listen to him. Those who are in mode of ignorance, they don't listen to him. Because they are completely dull-headed and they are mad. Those who are in mode of passion, they are so greedy and so fast in their life, they don't give ear to the words of the guidance of the Paramatma from within. Those in a mode of goodness, they are so happy in their own knowledge, they don't recognize Paramatma. Srila Prabhupada writes, Paramatma take the responsibility of guiding the devotees. And therefore Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Paramatma, who is four-handed, Vishnu form, become Tribhanga Lalita Krishna for the devotee, and he guide from inside to the devotee. That is actually what is the Chatur Shloki Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Budhi Yogam Tam. He gives us the intelligence by which we can communicate with him. That to whom he gives, not everybody. He gives intelligence to all. Budhi sabko diya hai. He has given intelligence to all to discriminate what is good and what is bad. But he is not giving Budhi Yog to everybody. He is giving only Budhi Yog to the person tesa satesham satya yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Bhajatam means devotees. And priti purvam with love. Those who are rendering loving devotional service, to them I am giving the Budhi Yog. That he does give. But again, when we say Paramatma, then we should remember these three: Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Brahma is for the jnanis, which is all-pervading effulgence of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Paramatma is localized in everybody's heart. That also don't have a planet in the spiritual world. This is only for the material world to give us, to give the good counsel to the living entities as a Sohirda, means well-wisher. But Bhagavan is really the highest realization in which God reciprocate, and you want to see how God reciprocate, then you see the Pandavas, how Krishna was becoming chariot driver, how he was ready to be the messenger, how he is ready to protect his devotee Abhimanyu, his devotee son of Abhimanyu Parikshit in the womb of Mother Uttara. So word Bhagavan is the highest realization. Paramatma is not interfering in our, like somebody want to steal something, Paramatma is not interfering. Therefore people say, why God is not interfering, this whole chaos is going on all over the planet. He's not interfering, he's simply witnessing. This is the reaction of the joint karma of the humanity on the planet. So he's simply witnessing, he's not interfering with all this. But if you pray to the Bhagavan, which Arjun, when he's praying in 11th chapter, he said, who are you, Krishna? I see everywhere annihilation, everything, everybody is dying, everybody is burning, everybody is completely devoured by your this universal form. Then Krishna says, Kalo Asmi, Lok Chakravarto, I am the time, destroyer of everything. Rite Tvam, except you, Pandavas, except you devotees, everybody will be annihilated. So this is Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. That is, so Paramatma realization, Paramatma is within our heart, but he is Bhagavan, but he is the Bhagavan who is observer, witness, well-wisher. But he don't interfere in our independence, no. But Supreme Lord, yes. Krishna, yes. Therefore, Krishna says, those devotees, I am under their control. I am Ajita, I am inconquerable. I am unconquerable, but I can easily be conquered by the pure devotional service. So, Gajendra's prayers, you will go further, then we will realize the depth of the prayers. But the Paramatma, which I said, I again saying, he is a witness, he is an observer. He is aloof from creation. He is not interfering in our day-to-day. That's we call conscience. What is Ryan? What is this called? Buddhi. It's not Buddhi Yoga. It's simply Buddhi. intelligence will tell us this is right, this is wrong. And as much our intelligence is evolved, that much we can discriminate. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Any other comment or question? Are you all?
Is there any other question which I can communicate to Prabhu? Is there any question or doubt which I can communicate to Prabhuji?
Is it okay? Is the answer is all right?
Prabhuji, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
Is there any other question or comment by anybody else on the group? No, Prabhuji, there is no more question.
Okay.
Kalpana Mataji had one question. She raised her hand. Kalpana Mataji had a question. She raised her hand. I don't know whether she is there now. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So on behalf of all the devotees who are there today, I wish to thank His Grace Sarvabhauma Prabhu for taking his time out and enlightening us on this shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for everything.
Hari Bol.
I request all the devotees present on this group to please unmute for 1 minute and loudly chat.